T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are happy to have you. Ryan Wood coming up around 8:15. PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. Kevin Payne. We'll have your fantasy football questions answered for you. You can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. Jump on the tweet that we just put out there. And Toby uses a GIF of Devontae Smith. You're really high on him tonight. Okay.
I try to use people that are playing on Thursday Night Football.
I thought you thought the Eagles were trash.
I still do.
Wouldn't you want to avoid them? I'm surprised you took any Eagles.
Well, the Buccaneers' passing defense is so bad.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters. I mean, for fantasy it does, but I think in terms of the Super Bowl race, Buccaneers, they can put up 50 if they want.
I try to use fantasy-relevant people on teams that are playing on Thursday Night Football.
Is Gronk playing tonight?
I don't think so.
I thought he said he was going to try to come back. How come every commercial Gronk does, he's sitting down on a couch, by the way? I can never tell what it's for. Mom, get my football pants.
Well, and who would have guessed Baker Mayfield would be a 10 times better actor than Rob Gronkowski?
Oh, Baker's commercials are great. Every commercial that Rob Gronkowski does, he's sitting down on a couch.
Rob Gronkowski is out tonight.
Oh, okay. And I'm not just talking for, like, Verizon. I think they do commercials. I think that's or T-Mobile. They do so good, I don't even know. But he does USAA, and he's on a couch, sitting on the same couch. But, like, the living room's different each time, but it tries to look the same, but it's different. And then if you ever notice Craig Robinson, who played Daryl on The Office, every commercial he does, he's sitting behind a keyboard, whether it's Pizza Hut or there's, like, a bunch of other ones. These are things I notice. I still watch the commercials. You know? I hope I can watch the game tonight. It's Law and Order night. I'm trying to push it to tomorrow, but we're already an episode behind. And we like to watch them the night of, but Thursday night's football night. And I got
Giants Dodgers. Giants Dodgers.
That's enough of a misspeak that it's like stroke potential. What am I saying? Giants Dodgers. Did you know the Dodgers used to play in Brooklyn and the Giants used to play in New York?
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting series. I got a tweet here from Brian. Where would you rank Yelich in terms of contributing to the success of the Brewers this past season? Oh, my God. Who's contributed more than Yelich this season alone? All the pitchers. Woody, Burns, Peralta, Hader, Devin Williams, Suter. Suter had 12 wins. I know, but still. Narvaez, Pena. Pena's probably done more for the team than Yelich did. Telez, Vogey, Wong, Urias, Adamas, Orlando Arcia, JP Fireisen, Drew Rasmussen.
Well, just
John Axford.
Just looking right now.
Jordan Zimmerman.
He doesn't.
All these guys.
He doesn't rank in the top 12 in WAR on this team.
What is the top 12 in WAR?
Corbin Burns number one, with 5.7. Number two, Brandon Woodruff with 5.7. Number three, Freddie Peralta at 3.7. Four, Willie Adames 3.5. Then Colton Wong 3.3. Josh Hader 3.3. Urias at 3. Avi at 2.9. Lauer at 2.3. Kane at 2.2. Hauser at 2. And your boy Devin Williams at 1.6.
I don't know what happens there. I don't know what happens with Yelich. You know why? What worries me is that he had a bad season in 2020, but that was a weird one, right? 60 games, pandemic. What worries me is the offseason. You know, him and Andy Haynes spent a lot of time together. They traveled to see each other. They worked out extensively. And it never really came back for Yelich. And it did seem like the baseball gods throughout the season were trying to be like, Christian, come on, man. We got to get you ready. Let's get you ready for the playoffs. There's going to be a spot. Because how many times in the season did he have like two on, two out? That opportunity presented itself quite a bit. And I don't remember, you know, it's a long season and maybe I've forgotten, but I don't remember like a key Yelich moment. What was the best moment of Yelich's year this year? Can anybody remember a key, like, was there a Christian Yelich game? Was there a key moment? Did he have two homers in a game once? Did that happen at all this year? I don't even think that happened at all. No. I'm looking right now. No. Yes. Two homers. August 21st against Toby's Nationals. Christian Yelich had a two-home run game. He drove in six runs. He had a grand slam in the eighth inning. That's the Christian Yelich game. We had one. We did have one. My apologies. He homered in the first inning. Then they were up 5-4. He hit a grand slam. They ended up winning 9-6. That was your Christian Yelich game. Okay. All right, Brewers improved to 75-49, which when we look back, we should have been like, oh, you should have lost that game. You should have lost more of these games so you had something to play for down the stretch. That's your Christian Yelich game. But no, Anthony says, so he only homered in eight different games. Yeah. Eight games you saw Christian Yelich home run. I don't think Christian Yelich was doing too much of the, hey, Christian, will you hit a home run for me today, sir? I mean, even Manny Pena did that. Some kid asked Manny Pena to hit a home run. He said, okay. He hit two.
Well, you know what else Christian Yelich didn't get to be much part of? Claws up, baby.
Claws up. That won't even be a trivia question. No one's going to remember that.
Yeah, that was flopped hard. That was bad.
You know, have you ever seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No.
So Jim Carrey's character, he tries to erase the memories of his old girlfriend, Kate Winslet. And in this movie, there's a device that allows you to do that. But then as the memories are being erased, he wants to save them. I believe that's how the movie goes. I know I like the movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. They don't even have to do that for a Claws Up. You don't even need to. Because you're just, by Friday at 5 o'clock, I mean, we'll mention it here in passing, but you'll never remember it again. Claws Up. Did they even sell shirts with Claws Up on it? And if so, did you buy them? I think they were on the towel.
Well, they're probably, no, the towel.
No, the towel of the barrel man.
Yeah, it said MKE some noise.
That's pretty good.
So that's fine. But, I mean, if they had Claws Up shirts made, are they just now showing up and no one's going to buy them?
Yeah. Am I wearing my division hat today? I am. What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this?
Hey, you can wear it and remember.
I don't want to wear this hat. This will be my lawn mowing hat because I sweat in it.
Well, that's why a lot of times I like to wait and buy postseason gear to see how they do in the postseason. Because one year I got division champs gear for a team, and then they just fizzled out in the playoffs right away. I was like, I don't remember this year. Jeez.
Yeah. I have a division champs shirt or hat, I mean, and I'm wearing it. This is the garbage. I made it. Kobe. What am I going to do with that? I'm embarrassed.
Hey, they won one game at the playoffs, at least. They didn't get swept.
Oh, yeah. We scored in what? Three different innings in the postseason in four games?
Yeah, and Rowdy Tellez did it.
Yeah. And he still only hit 200 in the series. It's not like Tellez was a monster. He had two big home runs, but were those his only hits? He didn't do much else. That was it. Claws up. Man, what a mistake. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I understand they did it because the players like it, but you can't just introduce something that no fans have any understanding of what it is, you know? Yeah. Claws up. Mm-mm. Did not work. When it comes to unorganically trying to get a fan base to invest in something, claws up is a mistake, Corey says, but the winner would be G-Force. Yeah, G-Force should never die. G-Force, we got to bring back G-Force. Yeah. Yeah. Corey also tweets in a fantasy question. I'm going to answer this one before we get to Kevin. He says, guy in our fantasy league, here's the scenario, Toby. Guy in our fantasy league unknowingly dropped Emmanuel Sanders on Sunday and found out he dropped him last night. Now he wants him back. The guy who bid on Sanders said he'd give him back but wants his free agent bidding money back. Thoughts?
Go ahead and give him back. Who cares about Emmanuel Sanders?
No, if he wants him back, you got to give that one guy his free agent money back, but then you've got the other guy's got to make a trade. You got to trade for him if he wants him back that bad. Sounds shady.
I mean, sure, but, I mean, it's Emmanuel Sanders. He hasn't done anything this
year.
Yeah,
just do whatever. The thing that sucks about running a league if you're the commissioner is how minor some of the problems become amplified. And then if you look years later, like who you were fighting over. Oh, I don't think that was a fair trade. He got Rod Gardner for a third round pick. Should be at least a second.
I mean, I guess Emmanuel Sanders has had two games where he had two touchdowns.
I don't know, Toby. He's kind of their second option there.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not big on Sanders. I don't know. I don't know how you unknowingly drop a guy.
Gabriel Davis hasn't done much. And Cole Beasley's kind of disappeared. It's almost like somebody gave the Bills a Cole Beasley vaccine. Because he's just not present at all. It's crazy. 799-1250. We'll talk to Ryan Wood coming up. Fourth Base Sports Bar on National. Great place to watch the games that are still being played, including of your favorite football team and basketball team coming up. Still a lot of great reason to get to Fourth Base Sports Bar. You want to talk about a good, fun, unique, down-home neighborhood sports bar. Fourth Base Sports Bar on National. And it is unique because it is a sports bar. You walk in there, there's memorabilia as far as the eye can see. They've got the TV set up for you. They've got everything that you're looking for in a sports bar. And then more as you have a deli case with lobster and crab legs and shrimp, steaks, and you can do burgers and all your classic veggies. It's really cool. Get a look at this, thefourthbase.com. TheFourthBase.com. You can go to TheFourthBase.com, fourth with the number four. TheFourthBase.com and check it out with a bunch of different specials. And the ordering process is a little different. They don't, like, give you a paper menu. There's chalkboard specials on the wall, but there are different things, kind of a guide online as well. It's just a fun experience, man. It's a great place to watch a game. It's a great place to get together with friends. We had our little lunch there a couple weeks ago. We enjoyed it so much, I may want to do it again. Toby, if you would be down for that, we could do it again, possibly.
I'm always down.
Yeah. It would be fun. Fourth Base Sports Bar, we met J-Mo there. So a good place to meet people. Fourth Base on National. Ryan Wood will join us. We'll talk Packers-Bears. The rivalry that's had a Packers edge to it for quite a while now. Could Justin Fields be what turns it back to Chicago's favor? More coming up.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can also find him PackersNews.com, as it is what we call around here Bears Week. Start a little bit later than it normally does since we had to watch the Brewers collapse. But now we've got Bears Week, so a good palate cleanser. Although maybe it's not the dominant performance that we've been accustomed to as of late. Bears seem to have a competent quarterback, and they might be a good team. I don't know yet. They went and beat the Raiders in Vegas. My joke, it's not funny, but they beat the Raiders so bad that John Gruden got fired. Is that not funny? Or
that's a wow, that's a bold joke right there.
Well, they beat him so bad that
it's not funny. It's not funny.
They fired him. But the Bears, they beat Cincinnati. If you look at the Bears' schedule, and the Packers had the Bears' schedule and results, you'd say, all right, we went to L.A. and lost. We beat Cincinnati. We beat Detroit. We beat the Raiders in Vegas. And then we went to Cleveland and lost. You'd say, hey, we're 3-2, and we had two tough road games. That's not bad. You'd feel optimistic. And so I think the Bears, you know, being one game back, and this could put them in first place, I think they might have reason to feel optimistic this weekend and as the season goes on.
This is a Bears team, the standard, typical Bears team. Great defense, top five defense. And really, it's going to be fun to watch this Packers offense that is kind of, you know, it's not been bad, but it's not been 2020 either. Trying to get back to what it was a year ago, going against this Bears defense, that's going to be some very intriguing football. And then you've got some starts and sputters and, you know, typical Bears quarterback play. You know, Justin Fields is a talented guy, but he's a rookie. And anytime you've got a rookie quarterback against Aaron Rodgers, you expect to win that game, regardless if it's the Bears or someone else. So, but it's very, very typical standard who the Bears are, who they've been. It really just seems like it doesn't change.
This could, I mean, if Justin Fields, you know, Rodgers was rattling the few quarterbacks that he mentioned that he could remember with Chicago, and we tried to do that this morning, and it is hard. I got some good ones, but I miss, like, the Jason Campbells of the world. But maybe a Bears fan can think, in 10 years, Justin Fields can be that guy, and the Packers can have all these different quarterbacks to rattle off. I think that the Bears, they got to feel like it might be coming soon, but then again, they felt like this for the last, you know, 20 years. And I think Justin Fields is good. I didn't like when he went to Chicago. Matt Nagy certainly didn't seem to like it because he's doing, like, whatever he can to not play him. But, yeah, this could be the start of a changing of the guard. It could be. But Aaron Rodgers has been so dominant against Chicago, and he's looked good again this season, that I still probably would take Green Bay to win this weekend.
Yeah, this week. And for 2021, the Packers are going to be the better team. But this is really the first time in memory, right? I mean, in a long, long time, that you can look out into the not too distant horizon and have reason to think the Bears might be about to have the better quarterback situation of the two. Because Aaron Rodgers, he's here for 2021. Next year, no idea. Very, very up in the air. Probably not. Jordan Love, he who knows? He might end up being the third in succession. He might end up being better than Justin Fields. So we don't know that. I mean, it's very uncertain what kind of quarterback Jordan Love is going to be. It's very uncertain what kind of quarterback Justin Fields is going to be. But he was an 11th overall pick. He did come very highly touted from Ohio State, and he is a talented guy. So if you are a Bears fan, you're going to believe that you're about to have the better quarterback situation for the first time since the early 1990s, because that's what fans do. They have belief in their team, even if it kills them. But for right now, no, it's obviously the Packers are the best team in the NFC North.
We are talking with that dude, Ryan Wood, here on The Fan. Have you gotten any, like, you know, it's hard because when Rodgers wasn't committed, you know, who knows? And then he comes back, and then it's a lot of conversation about the future. And then, you know, we're playing football, so it's just kind of, we're talking football a lot. Sure, the Pittsburgh stuff has been a weird side story or whatever, but for the most part, it's been focused on the football. Have you gotten any indication one way or another that Rodgers is more clear about what he wants to do come next year? And also Devontae. And I say that because I feel like Devontae, every time he talks, is just a reminder that, hey, I'm the best, and his price tag goes up. And so whether or not Rodgers is back next year, I don't know how they afford Devontae.
Well, if they were to extend Devontae Adams, they would manipulate the cap in a way that next year's hit would be much, much lower. And that would help because next year's cap is a problem. it's not looking pretty for the Green Bay Packers on next year's cap, but they can manipulate it. They can lower it and then backload it. And that, you know, it's generally how these things go. So there's things they can do. As far as any indication, no, there's been no indication. I'll say this, and this, I'm not saying this means anything. All right. I want to preface it by saying I'm absolutely not saying that this is significant or means anything, but Aaron Rodgers has praised the people in the organization, including the front office, twice this week. The first time was Sunday when he said he doesn't know how on earth Devondre Campbell was on the street and that it was a really good pickup by the personnel department. That's praise. And the second time was yesterday when he was asked about the John Gruden stuff, the situation, and he said that, you know, he thinks it's, you know, the culture in the NFL is organization by organization, team by team, and that he feels good about the culture when it comes to those things, the terrible things that John Gruden is now about because of his emails. He feels good about the culture here in Green Bay. So worth noting, I mean, twice this week that he has praised or complimented the Packers organization and their people might not mean anything. I mean, that's basically saying that, you know, let's be clear about what that's saying. That's saying that Devondre Campbell was a good signing because, duh, he was. And it's saying that he does not believe that there's a bunch of racists in the Packers organization. So you know, that's not exactly a high bar, but it's still worth noting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grass is greener thing. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could have wanted to trade out so badly and could have ended up in Vegas, and then now he'd be stuck in that situation. So you never, you know, the devil you know, I think, sometimes is better than the one that you don't. The Packers, too, they're still making moves defensively. Jalen Smith, I would think that we see him this week, and then Quentin Dunbar, they signed him cornerback to the practice squad. So a two-parter, do we see Jalen Smith? And then also, is this more of an indication that Jair's going to be out longer than we want him to be?
Hey, he might be active on game day. I don't know that Jalen Smith is going to have a huge role in the defense just yet this week. It takes a lot to get up to speed, especially at that position in the middle of the season in October. So I don't know how much he'll play, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's active this week after being inactive for the first time since missing the entire 2016 rookie season with that knee injury. He'd played every game since then, so it was kind of a different week for Jalen Smith, and he was on the field in Cincinnati. He was getting some pregame, you know, warm up and kind of keeping his body warm and loose. But then he put the sweats on and didn't play. As far as, you know, Quentin Dunbar this week, Rasul Douglas last week, getting reinforcements at quarterback, I think it's not just Jair Alexander, but they're likely to be without Kevin King again. And before you're...
No way.
You know, say, I know, right? Stop me if you heard this before. He has a shoulder injury.
Oh, man.
Well, here's the thing, though. He played really, really well last week. And he played part of that game, Matt LaFleur said, with basically with one arm. And he went as long as he could, and then he couldn't play anymore. Kevin King played really, really well. Kevin King's a good corner. I feel like this is a broken record. I keep saying this, and he keeps going out there. But for a handful of games in his career that were frankly terrible, he's played really well. He played really well last week. He was really good. Look at the first play of the game. He triggers and he makes a physical tackle, and you know he stops the, you know, a guy in the flat for basically no gain. He had no coverage breakdowns. Kevin King is not a bad cornerback, and the fact that he is very possibly not playing this week is a problem. It means they need reinforcements.
Well, that's the thing with the Packers here. You can look at the opponents they have coming up as we talk with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, and they should beat the Bears. They should beat Washington. But it's also a battle of attrition, man. You're seeing already in a season where there's a bonus game, you're seeing a lot of guys go down. The Giants got decimated this weekend. Just a lot of teams losing a lot of guys. And the Packers, they're doing the best they can to get through it, but the injuries could catch up with them. One spot where they've done good at is the offensive line, where even Rodgers on Sunday was like, I mean, you'd tell me it was these guys in week five, I'd be like, what? I think he said oof was his direct quote.
It was an oof.
Yeah,
yes.
Oof. Are they any better, or are they any closer to getting guys healthy this week? Myers, Jenkins, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Myers and Elton Jenkins both practiced yesterday, so that was a good sign. They are, you know, Josh Myers especially was a guy that was really only supposed to miss 1 week, so we'll see if that he stays on that trajectory. I was really surprised Elton Jenkins did not play last week. You know, let's keep in mind, he played all 65 snaps week two against Detroit, and at some point, they don't know when, or I guess they know now, but they didn't know when during the game. At some point, he had an ankle injury, and now it's kept him out three games after playing every snap the game before he missed. I was surprised Elton Jenkins didn't play last week, but if you look at it, it's a good thing he did it, right? Because one, they won. That's most important. It didn't hurt them in the standings or the win-loss column. But he got another week to rest that ankle up before going against this Bears defensive front. And so if he's that much healthier, if he's that much rested going against this a really good defense, that could be really helpful for this offensive line this week.
Packers-Bears, Sunday at noon in Chicago. Ryan Wood will be there with the coverage. We'll chat with him on Monday. As always, appreciate your time, Woody. That dude. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Bart.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. You can feel that. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com today. Yeah, loans of any kind, dude. It's like, what am I doing? How do I figure this out? They'll help you out and get everything organized for you. Greatmidwestbank.com. State of tranquility. We've got fantasy football help coming up for you. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, 414-799-1250. Week 6 in your fantasy leagues. Remember, there's a bonus week this year, but this is kind of like, you know if your team's good or not. Although my poor buddy, second high points in our league, he's 1-4. It happens. It happens. But you got one more week to kind of bounce back. Kevin Payne, again, you can tweet us your questions, 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. And you can also call us 414-799-1250. The easiest way to get in is the phones. We'll try to see as many tweets as we can. That coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Week 6 in the NFL, week 6 in your fantasy leagues. I'm Bart Winkler, that is Toby Altizer. This segment brought to you by Toby's friends at Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He joins us Thursdays at this time to give you fantasy advice. Pretty simple. You can tweet in your questions. You can give him a call, 414-799-1250, and we'll get you on with Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm not doing too bad, Bart. How are things going in Milwaukee?
Oh, you had to ask, huh?
I know.
I'm doing a little bit better in terms of where my level is as a sports fan because thank God the USA won last night over Costa Rica.
Yes, and at least you guys have basketball right around the corner, so that should go ahead and kind of ease some pain right there for you guys.
I don't know if you saw any highlights from last night's Bucks preseason game, but Giannis, I don't know where it came from, but he's making jump shots. He looks pretty good, man.
Yeah, I just had a fantasy draft, and I think he went for the most money. It was either him or Jokic, which makes total sense to me, given the fact that both those guys probably haven't reached their peak because they're so young. So, yeah, that's a good point that fantasy basketball is going on right now, and the NHL started as well. So it's a really good sports time of the year.
You can check it all out, rotowire.com. Let's get into a tweet. This tweet, it does not have the hashtag AskKevin, but I did see it, so I'll give Scooter some love here. 1 point PPR. He needs to bench one of these guys. A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Chris Godwin, Jamar Chase, Robert Woods.
My gosh. So you could play four wide, well, I guess it makes sense. Start 3 wide receivers in a flex or 2 wide receivers and 2 flexes. Out of those guys, if I have to bench one, it's going to be A.J. Brown. I mean, what has A.J. Brown done this year? Go take a look at the box scores. His best game, I believe, was week 1, 49 receiving yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's not really going to get it done for a guy that you took probably in the second round. Plus, he's got to go against Tre'Davious White for the Buffalo Bills. We saw him have a good game against Tyreek Hill Monday night. So A.J. Brown's an easy sit out of those guys.
Let's go to the phone, 799-1250. Tom is in Franklin. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Kevin, it's non-PPR. I need one of these two, either Michael Pittman or Darren Waller, and I'm not sure if Waller is injured or not.
Yeah, Waller is banged up, but for a lot of these guys, they're going to have limited practices or sit out of practices, especially this time of year going forward. So as long as he's okay, I would still go with Waller. Pittman's having a nice season for the Colts. They get the Houston Texans, who have not been very good. But as long as Waller's out there, and I would expect him to be, always watch Friday practice. If he's out there practicing tomorrow, he should be just fine. But I would go with Waller over Pittman.
All right, this one is from the Digital Ninja. And he wants to know, he's got a sit one, PPR running back, sit one. Fournette, Moss, James Robinson, or Williams, Damian Williams out of Chicago?
I'm going to say Damian Williams. You know, he's dealing, and I know he was great last week, but Fournette's come on. Moss has been fantastic, and James Robinson's been fantastic as of late. But my problem with Damian Williams is he is banged up. And if you go ahead and take a look at what happened last week, Khalil Herbert, a sixth-round rookie, got almost as many touches as Damian Williams did. So it would not surprise me if Herbert, just based upon the injury to Damian Williams, gets more touches this week. So right now I'm going to say sit Damian Williams.
Alex, standard scoring, Terry McLaurin or Mike Williams?
Oh, gosh. Must be a nice to have this problem. I think you have to go with McLaurin because the Kansas City defense is horrible. Real-time points. They've allowed 29 real points to every single team, at least, so far this season. So I'm going with McLaurin over Williams. A little bit tougher matchup for Williams.
Let's get out to Shannon in Muskego, 414-799-1250. You can get your question in, Shannon.
This is Chad.
Oh, Chad?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Get close.
That's all right. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Anyway, I have a dynasty half PPR question. I have the opportunity to acquire either A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, or Stephon Diggs, and I'm curious which one of those three is the best option.
Gosh, take a look at their ages. I believe Diggs is the oldest, so I might hesitate on him. I think they're all in pretty much the same level. I think that Brown might be a bit younger. I mean, if they're all the same age, it's probably Diggs or Ridley for me. And I know Ridley has not been good so far this season, but take a look at their ages. If Brown's the youngest, is in by a couple of years, I don't know right off the top of my head. I might go with him over Ridley, but it's Ridley or Brown, given the fact that I think Diggs is like 27 and I think those guys are a little bit younger. That, and then in Dynasty, always take a look at what the ages of those guys are, just because Diggs in a few years isn't going to be the exact same player he is now. Not to say that he can't play for another 4 or 5 years at a very high level, but you might get 8 or 9 out of those other guys.
All right, let's get a tweet here from Josh. Start one PPR, Tony Pollard, Javonte Williams.
Pollard for me, Javonte Williams. He's close, but Melvin Gordon, I think, has actually been a little bit better from a fantasy standpoint. Pollard's looked fantastic, so I would go with him.
The head dog wants to know, in a PPR league, Damian Harris, Tony Pollard, or McKissick?
I'm going to say Harris. Just watch. He had a good game last week, but he's been a little bit banged up. I like that matchup at home with Dallas. So I would go with Harris. Just watch the injury report.
This is from Amy, she's been so devastated about the Brewers' loss. I think she finally got out of bed to send this. Needs to bench one. Mike Williams, Adam Thielen, or Hollywood Brown?
Again, I'm going to say Mike Williams with this. Hollywood Brown, we saw what a great game he had the other night. Baltimore's at home. Thielen, not a big yardage so far, but he's been a good red zone target. So I am going to go ahead and say sit Mike Williams again.
Well, Hollywood Brown's on my crap list right now.
After Monday night?
No, Bart Scott was ripping on him, saying he wouldn't be a starter anywhere. And Hollywood Brown quote tweeted a video and said, "His name, Bart, what you expect?" So I don't know.
You have to admit that's kind of funny. So,
Well, yeah, Bart is a very weird. It's more of a noise than a name, but here we are.
Kind of like Butch.
Yeah. No. Shut up. John's on the east side. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Bart. Good morning, Kevin. PPR question, running back. It's going to be either Zach Moss or A.J. Dillon. Which one of the two would you say?
Yeah, and I know Dillon's doing a little bit better as of late, but Moss has been super consistent. I would go ahead and stick with Zach Moss over Dillon.
All right, let's get out to Vincent on the north side. Vincent, what's up?
Good morning, guys. I have a wide receiver question. I need one PPR league. Jacob Myers of New England or CeeDee Lamb from Dallas?
Yeah, definitely CeeDee Lamb. That's going to be the answer each and every week. Just has a much, much higher ceiling than Jacoby Myers. And I thought actually Myers would have been much better as of to this point of the season, but has not. I mean, he's basically their number one guy, but CeeDee Lamb, sky's the limit for him. Any given day, he can go for well over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns, so go with CeeDee Lamb.
Chris on Twitter, who does he pick up off waivers? Daryl Williams, Giovanni Bernard, or Jerick McKinnon is getting some run in KC all of a sudden.
Yeah, so McKinnon, though, should be the backup to Daryl Williams. So the answer for me is going to be Daryl Williams because he's going to handle the rushing down, the early down stuff. McKinnon will kind of be the change of pace guy. At least that's what I think. So I'm going to say Daryl Williams would be out of those three the guys that you would want to pick up on waivers this week.
Let's talk to Nino, who is in Brown Deer. Nino, 414-799-1250.
Hey, guys. Good morning. A quick question on my flex spot, half-point PPR. Fournette, Pittman, T. Higgins, or Hollywood Brown? Thanks, guys.
Higgins and Brown. Now, here's the tough thing. The Chargers' corners are tough. I don't think Marquise Brown's going to have anywhere near the game that he had on Monday night. T. Higgins is interesting, too, but you still have Tyler Boyd there. You got Jamar Chase. It's really tough to figure out which of those three receivers week in and week out is going to have a big game. I will say this, though. Fournette plays for arguably the best offense and is getting a lot of run. They do not trust Ronald Jones. So I would go with Leonard Fournette tonight at the Eagles.
See, Giovanni Bernard's a guy that I made sure I drafted in, like, the last round of all my drafts. But then I ended up cutting him, and now he's finally getting a little bit of that run. But they must really hate Ronald Jones, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he gets in and out of Arian's doghouse. The nice thing about Bernard is he's healthy now. But Jonesy, I mean, he's shown, some potential, but then he fumbles or he doesn't pick up a blitz assignment. So that's just not going to, especially on a team that's laden with veterans, and you got to keep Tom Brady upright, that's not going to fly. So Fournette's kind of been their main guy, as of late with Gio going ahead and getting some change of pace, third down work.
I've been on a real bad streak on the daily fantasy. So anybody you like tonight outside of Fournette?
Gosh. I like Chris Godwin just as a contrarian play because we saw Antonio Brown and Mike Evans get into the end zone this last week. So I think kind of this is a Godwin week because I think Brady's trying to keep all these guys as happy as possible. It also wouldn't surprise me if we finally see Cam break it into the end zone just because there's no Rob Gronkowski and he's kind of the main pass catching tight end over O.J. Howard. He's another guy I like. Zach Ertz as well. I mean, Dallas Goedert, they haven't completely ruled him out, but he's on the COVID list, and he's going to have to do a lot to go ahead and be eligible to play. So Zach Ertz would be another guy I would take a look at.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Tell us the deets.
Yeah, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. As I said, hockey's already begun. Basketball will start next week. There's a lot of different sports, all kinds of content. We're already talking about baseball for next season, believe it or not, and talking about the playoffs. So rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. And if we didn't get to your question, hit me up on Twitter at KCPayne26. Just be a little patient. I'm out of town again this weekend, Bart. We're going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Oh, for another tournament?
Yep.
Ugh. I'm just going to make sure my kid is good at esports. So all the tournaments, he can just sit in his room.
Yeah, or a chess player or something like that. Yeah, don't let them get into soccer or baseball. Hockey's just as bad. Yeah, don't let them get into any of those sports.
Kevin Payne, thank you. We'll talk next week, buddy.
Okay, well, see you later, Bart.
Kevin Payne, the great Kevin Payne. KCPayne26 on Twitter. And you can check out his work, rotowire.com. Talking briefly there about Giannis and fantasy, and how do you not How do you not take Giannis in fantasy number one or spend the most amount of money on him? Now, you may think, you know, he could miss some games or some load management, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm on the daily fantasy track. I was in fantasy basketball leagues for many years, and then they kind of fizzled out, and I haven't done a full season one in a while. But Giannis is going to be a monster. And again, maybe not everybody saw the game last night. It wasn't on Spectrum because of a blackout rule, even though you couldn't find it anywhere else. Maybe they're really pushing the radio. Who knows? I had DirecTV, so I watched the first half, and then I went upstairs on a different TV, and I didn't get the second half. So I don't know what the hell was going on. It was the TV or what. But there's just a couple of highlights that you can find where Giannis, and I don't know when he would have had the time to work on it, but he's got a jumper. He came down. There was a play where he came down, looked for the jump shot, and made it. And again, one game, couple of highlights. So let's not get too giddy. We'll see what happens in the regular season. But if that happens and you unlock, because he's going to be on this top 75 list. He's already one of the greats. He could retire now. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greats. But if you can unlock still the weaknesses in his game, he's so good, yet there are still clear weaknesses. But he's still so good. And if those weaknesses become strengths, free throw line, jumper, I mean, he's going to be the greatest basketball player of all time.
Is he the greatest international player of all time already?
Over Dirk?
Yeah.
I will say yes with bias, but I don't know.
Man, I think you can make that argument. Two-time MVP? How many MVPs did Dirk win?
Oh, let's not forget Yao Ming.
Okay, how many MVPs did Dirk win?
One? Did he win one?
I don't know if he won any.
Did he win any?
He was a great player, don't get me wrong, but I mean...
Well, Steve Nash won a couple MVPs. He's international, Toby.
Okay, but...
He's from Canada.
Giannis, still better.
So we both assumed European. We got to be... And then I said China, but you got to be thinking Canada. Steve Nash.
Okay, fine. Is he the greatest European basketball player of all time?
No, that'd be Tony Kukoc.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Ryan Horvat.
Here's a good answer from Bud the other day. Mike Budenholzer was asked by, you want to talk about international, our good buddy Kane Pittman, because they started to play Giannis more just in a preseason game on Sunday, more at the five. And that's what a lot of Bucks fans want. Giannis at the five, play center, unlock the small ball lineups. They did it a little more in the preseason. Are we going to see that going forward?
Hey, Bud, you went with those four starters, sort of in smaller lineups at the end of the first quarter and end of the second quarter. We've seen you use this a lot in fourth quarters in the playoffs. Is that something you think there's still room for growth or you want to use more this year? Or is there some concern about, I don't know, wear and tear on Giannis playing big minutes at the five?
No. You know, I mean, I guess no, that, you know, within reason, you know, we got to figure out how best to, you know, use Giannis on the court to have success, to be good, you know, defensively, be good offensively. And, but, you know, I think mindful probably more of just his overall loads and minutes and things like that. But then yes to, you know, those groups can be good for us. And, you've got to be able to kind of throw some of those lineups out there and, you know, find the groups that can, you know, help us. And so, Pat, you know, PC is just so versatile, can do so many different things. And I think Chris's size and Drew's size and, you know, what Giannis can do. And so hopefully we can still be good defensively. And then, you know, offensively, that group can be pretty dynamic.
Did you ever get into those magic eye posters? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a poster. And then if you see it from a certain direction, you actually see the hidden image.
No.
Okay. These are big in like the 90s. I was never good at them. I could never find the hidden image. Ever. But I feel like Bud's a magic eye poster to me. Because for years I've been looking at this thing. And I'm like, you're an idiot. You're so dumb. But now that he won me a title, I see it was hidden there all along. Everything I thought that was dumb, I love about this guy. His monotone, boring voice that puts you to sleep. Now it's like, I didn't even have a cup of coffee today yet. I didn't need one. Listening to Coach Bud. everything that I hated about this guy I now love. It's like I saw him through a Magic Eye poster. So that's some good stuff. Bucks, I think, have one more preseason game before their game on Tuesday. And they're going to get their rings. And we're off and running again, man. We're off and running.
I'm so excited to see Giannis get his ring right in front of James Harden.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
Do you think Harden just hangs out in the locker room for that?
Harden's going to be like 2 hours before the game. He'll be like, oh, wait, I like what Kyrie's doing. I'm not coming. And then game two, he'll be like, oh, no, never mind. I'll get a shot. Harden's going to, he doesn't want to be there. But you are, Harden. You are going to be there. And the banner's going to be unveiled. Oh, what a special night it's going to be. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Rami Makhlouf's going to join us. Hockey's back. The Admirals. Maybe they go for a banner. We'll talk to John Greenberg next hour. And we'll wrap up checking in with Danny Parkins down in Chicago. Talk a little more about this Packers-Bears matchup. You guys can always jump in when we chat with Rami, 414-799-1250. He comes up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.